Welcome to episode 6 of 100 Days of Data. I'm Jonas, an AI professor, here to explore the foundations of data and AI with you.
And I'm Amy, an AI consultant, excited to bring these concepts to life with stories and practical insights. Glad you're joining us.
Let's kick things off with this. Surveys and sensors, the art of gathering information. That's what today's episode is all about.
I love that. Data collection is where everything begins, right? Without good data, even the smartest AI is just guessing in the dark.
Exactly, Amy. So, to get started, let's talk about what data collection actually means. At the simplest level, it's the process of gathering information to answer questions or solve problems. But the methods we use vary widely depending on what we want to know and how we want to use that data.
And in business, you see all sorts of approaches. Surveys, logs, sensors, web scraping, you name it. Each comes with its own strengths and challenges.
Right. Let's break those down one at a time. The first one many people are familiar with is surveys. Essentially, surveys are structured ways to ask people questions and record their answers.
That's a classic. I remember working with a retail chain that did customer satisfaction surveys after every purchase. They'd ask about the shopping experience, product availability, even staff friendliness. The trick was keeping the surveys short enough so customers actually completed them.
Surveys have a long history in research and statistics. They're designed carefully to reduce bias and ensure reliability. For example, questions must be clear and neutral to avoid steering answers in one direction.
And then there's the practical side, like how you deliver the survey. Online forms, phone calls, in-person interviews, each affects response rates and data quality. In the retail story I mentioned, shifting from paper surveys to quick text-based ones boosted responses significantly.
Another key point about surveys is that the data you get is mostly subjective. It reflects opinions, feelings, or intentions, things that aren't directly measurable otherwise.
That's why combining survey data with other types, like transaction logs, can give a fuller picture. For example, in finance, a bank might survey a customer about satisfaction, but then analyze transaction logs to see actual spending behavior.
Good segue. Logs are another essential data collection method. They're records automatically generated by systems, things like website clicks, app usage, or server activity.
Logs are gold mines for businesses. When a streaming service sees how long you watch a show, what you skip, or what day you binge watch, that data helps tailor recommendations and plan content.
The beauty of logs is that they're passive. They don't rely on anyone's willingness to respond. They capture what's happening in real time, often at large scale.
But there are challenges too. Logs can be messy or incomplete. Think about a factory floor. If a sensor malfunctions and stops logging data for a while, you get gaps.
That's true. Missing or noisy data is a common issue. And we have to be careful with privacy too. Log data can reveal sensitive user behavior.
Privacy has been a big topic in consulting lately. We advise companies to anonymize logs and get proper consent, especially with regulations like GDPR in place.
On that note, it's also important to consider the context in which data is collected. Cultural differences, survey wording, and data source reliability all affect results.
So many companies underestimate how much groundwork is needed before the AI even sees the data. Data collection is not just a technical step, it's strategic.
Couldn't agree more. Now, as we wrap up, let's give our listeners a key takeaway.
I'll start. Data collection is the foundation of any AI project, and choosing the right methods, surveys, logs, sensors, or web scraping can make or break your success. Make sure you think about quality, ethics, and business goals from the start.
Well said, Amy. To add, understanding the strengths and limitations of each data collection method empowers you to design smarter AI solutions that truly solve problems, not just chase metrics.
Next episode, we'll dive into data storage, the place where all this collected information lives and how it's managed for AI to use.
If you're enjoying this, please like or rate us 5 stars in your podcast app. We'd also love to hear your questions, your comments. You might hear them featured in future episodes.
Until tomorrow, stay curious, stay data-driven.